A couple of months ago, commercial radio in Washington, D.C. caught up with much of the rest of the country. A station that had been playing a body of pop music called Easy Listening was converted to a format called Jammin' Oldies. Popularity elsewhere of this format was evident in the manner of the transition. Until it could staff the new format with local disc jockeys, the company that owns the Washington station, Chancellor Media, fed its New York and Detroit signals to Washington. So a commuter along the Potomac could hear both Stevie Wonder and an update on traffic on the Tappan Zee Bridge. The out-of-town signal suggested that this is a successful radio format around the country, so we've called up industry watcher Robert Unmacht in Nashville to find out more about it. Mr. Unmacht, what is the new idea behind Jammin' Oldies?
The new idea is to bring back the next generation of oldies. This is 1970s music. It's mostly upbeat, fun music, and it's very easy for someone who went to high school in 1974 to reminisce. They're hearing artists they haven't heard for a while. It's bringing back Motown like the Spinners and Hall & Oates and a lot of songs they went to school with. And when someone gets to be 35, 40 years old, they're ready to reminisce.
And how successful is this format around the country?
It's very successful. There have been several attempts to bring the 70s back to radio, and they sort of faltered, much in the same way 60s oldies faltered when they first came back. But the audience is ready. And Madison Avenue has known this for a long time. You've heard all these songs underneath commercials for Burger King and many other people, and you heard them in the bars and CDs sold on TV, and it was just a natural this was going to come back to radio.
Well, what, if anything, is unusual and successful about the audience that's attracted to this radio format?
What's worked out well, because this format is playing R&B oldies, essentially. The majority of the music is African-American-based, but that's not the format's target. The format, all these songs were top 40 hits from the 1970s. And anyone who listened to them then, be it on black radio or on mainstream top 40, remembers them. Consequently, we're getting Hispanics who also love R&B oldies, white listeners, and African Americans. And it's formed a nice coalition of listeners. It's bringing everybody together, so to speak.
Now, why is that? Is it that music listening was in some way less segregated in 1975 than it is today, so that when you bring back this old music, the audience is more mixed?
No, it was more a fact that the top 40 songs, the popular songs, Motown and top 40, played on both the black station and the mainstream station at that time. Today, we see less of that. There aren't too many stations that we would just call top 40 that play Motown and play rock and roll and play a little bit of country. Those stations, it's just too fragmented today.
Well, if this format, which Chancellor Media calls Jammin' Oldies, I gather other broadcast companies have other names for similar formats, if that is what is in, what, for example, is out? What's disappearing from the airwaves?
Well, this is very much the march of time. As people are beginning to reminisce about the 70s, we already have a lot of baby boomers reminiscing about the 60s. And the 50s era, the Eisenhower generation is listening to the radio as well with Perry Como, Nat King Cole, artists like that. What's out are the big bands. You still hear a little bit of the most popular, Glenn Miller and the rest. But that group is now out of favor, much as the 30s music disappeared 10 years ago. And this will continue. In 10 years, we'll be talking about the 80s music, and we'll start to see the 60s music disappear. So it's the march of time.
Well, Robert Unmacht, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Robert Unmacht publishes the M Street Journal, a radio industry newsletter in Nashville, Tennessee. He spoke to us from member station WPLN.